This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russia retaliates. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Kyiv.
Russia launching a series of brutal strikes against Ukraine. Officials say over 100 Russian drones and a ballistic missile struck targets all over the country, leaving several people dead and dozens injured.
The overnight attack hours after President Trump said it might be better to let Ukraine and Russia fight for a while before pulling them apart and pursuing peace. Trump and Elon Musk duking it out in public. It all started earlier this week when Elon Musk spoke out against President Trump's budget bill, the president firing back, saying he's disappointed and alleging that he asked Musk to leave. Musk then suggesting that Trump's tariffs will plunge the nation into recession, even suggesting impeachment. Boulder, Colorado firebombing suspect Mohammed Suleiman appearing via video in court Thursday. He's facing 118 counts, including 28 counts of attempted murder at a demonstration for Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. This is ABC News. Federal investigators are zeroing in on a possible cause for an engine fire aboard a flight heading from Colorado to Texas that forced passengers to evacuate. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
It was a terrifying engine fire that sent passengers down slides and running from the smoke. Now the NTSB focusing on human error. American Airlines Flight 1006 took off from Colorado Springs en route to Dallas in March with 178 on board. The crew reporting engine trouble. The plane diverted to Denver and landed safely. But while it was taxiing, the right engine caught fire. Preliminary findings, the NTSB says the right engine blade was fractured and a number of engine parts had been incorrectly installed.
Tyrese Halliburton scored with 0.3 seconds left for Indiana's first and only lead of the game. And the Pacers, the last-minute comeback kings of the playoffs, did it again to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals Thursday night. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and has and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Aaron Rodgers has decided to join the Pittsburgh Steelers. ESPN reporting Rodgers will report to Pittsburgh when the Steelers hold their mandatory veteran minicamp next week. Rodgers says he's been in contact with head coach Mike Tomlin, offensive coordinator Arthur Smith.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
In golf, the AmFam Championship underway at TPC Golf Course, just north of Madison, raising millions for charity.
That's the end game, right? I mean, that's why we're all doing this, to give back to not only the Children's Hospital here in town, but to all the other charities that we can impact and give money to. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to support those people and to give back.
That's Wisconsin golfer Steve Strickler with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We will likely have a few scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the weekend, but it won't be a wash. There'll still be plenty of dry time in there. Today, scattered showers are high in the mid-70s. Tonight, down to the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s for highs. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll be joined by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Also, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor, will be here to break down all the news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays as we head into the weekend, kind of the last fun day. The week becomes fun on Thursday. Great to have you with me here at Nightlight. A beautiful night here in downtown Green Bay. I am working on some gelato. Did you have gelato today, Conrad?
No. I already had some this week, so I was thinking I should be responsible.
Oh, look at you. One helping of gelato a week?
Well, you know, I just don't want to spend that cash.
You got that young what do you call it, metabolism? You could probably wolf down some gelato every day.
I think I got metabolism of like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you better slow down now.
I did have something funny today though.
Really? Please tell.
So I know you're like if it's a random number, would you respond?
Oh, if you get a phone call.
This was actually a text message.
Oh,
it said, "Hey, are you still coming tonight? I made hot dish." And I said, "Sorry, I think you got the wrong number." And she said, "Are you sure this isn't my nurse friend, Lisa?"
Well, I don't know. What do you look like?
is this her number? She spelt it N-U-M-M-P-E-R.
You dodged a bullet there.
And I said, no, it's not. She said, oh, this is awkward.
You know,
I hope this doesn't ruin your beautiful day.
All great couples have a story about how they met. This could be, I see rom-com here.
I don't even know her name. I know her friend's name is Lisa, though.
There you go. That's something.
Her nurse friend, Lisa.
No, but you already have her phone number. You don't really need her name.
I deleted the conversation.
I don't know, man. You could have gotten a little mileage out of that.
I felt bad, though, because she said, this is so awkward. I hope I didn't ruin your beautiful day.
That's a bit much.
I was like, you just texted the wrong number.
You could just say sorry. Wrong. You know what I mean? Like
That made it seem like it was a fake person.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
But the hot dish thing was, I was like, who says hot dish as a fake person?
Hot dish is a real thing. I never heard that term until we moved to Wisconsin. What's for dinner? Hot dish. Well, that's kind of vague. Like, what's in...
Isn't it just a bunch of random stuff?
It's like a casserole, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like a pasty all cut up. Pasty? Well, pasty.
Anyways, I'm going to her house tonight to eat some hot dish.
Good luck. I would register at Bed Bath & Beyond if it goes that far.
She had a 715 number. So what is that?
Ooh, that's Marinette. And it's also Wausau. In Eau Claire. It's like the whole top part of the state, I think.
Well, looks like I'm going for a drive.
Yeah. See what happens. Keep us posted. I got to go back because that one girl still thinks my name is Tristan. And I have to, I never really put any closure on that conversation, but she kind of gave up on me. I had all these great ideas about how I was going to make this a fun radio thing. And I got bored myself. They never really give you much, you know? They're just trying to suck you in. They want your bank account number. Not your girl, though. She's the real deal.
She just wants hot dish.
Right. I see a first date for you and this numper woman going to Happy Gilmore 2. I think that would be a really sweet first date.
Well, it's on Netflix.
Oh, well, okay. Then have her over and watch Netflix and chill, whatever that means. You could ask Todd and Aaron Zobbers that.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Thursday night, Nightlight, folks. We are going to light it up. Great to have you here tonight. Boy, big news, too, tonight. Aaron Rodgers picked a team.
Yeah. It's
Steelers.
It's not going with a prophecy anymore.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Packers, Jets, and then Vikings.
Oh, he would have followed in...
Brett Favre's.
Did Favre play for the Jets?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
And he played for the... So, you know, I think... It's not going to go that well, to be honest. But
why?
I just think
he's old.
Well, I just think it's past the time of Aaron Rodgers. No.
I agree with you. However, I will say Mike Tomlin is a great coach. The Steelers are a phenomenal organization. Like, he's not stepping into New York. He's stepping into a completely different. He's got a good receiver. Pickens is still there, right?
No, Pickens is actually on the Cowboys now.
They tried. They did trade.
They got DK Metcalf now, though.
Oh my God. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah,
I'm not rooting against the guy or anything, but he's kind of a...
You know who I'm really rooting for this year? Justin Fields.
Where is he now?
He's on the Jets.
He's on the Jets, that's right.
I'm really rooting for him.
I like him. I hope he does well. I think he's a hard worker and a phenomenal athlete.
And the first game of the season for the Jets is against the Steelers.
Is that right?
Yep. And week 11, the Steelers play the Packers.
He has got... Justin Fields has a cannon, too.
Yeah, and he is that rushing upside. I think he's going to play well over there.
I hope he does. I don't know how accurate he is. People say, well, he's not accurate. Well, I don't know. I mean, I watched him when he was on the Bears, and he had some throws nobody else could make. And then he'd have some bad ones. But I feel with the right coach, maybe Fields could do something.
I think they gave up on him too fast. But
yeah, but what do you do? You have Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels.
No, I know.
You kind of have to go that route, right?
I probably would have went for Caleb Williams as well, but... Justin Fields isn't just your average quarterback. I think he's going to be better than average this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Although he didn't do much in Pittsburgh. Like, I thought Tomlin would be able to do something with him.
He had a winning record. He was like 5-2 or something like that before he got benched.
For Russell Wilson?
I mean, it's Russell Wilson. So kind of got a bench for Russell Wilson.
I guess so. Lots going on tonight, folks. I've got a lot to get to here. We've got a great question. I just finished watching. I'm just going to give a quick thumbnail here. I did in my Hollywood Beats I do every day here at Civic Media. I recommended Osama bin Laden, American Manhunt. It's called Osama bin Laden. And I talked a little bit about it either last night or the night before. Oh my God, does it get your blood pumping at the end when they go in to get bin Laden and they're talking to the SEAL commander and SEAL Team 6 and those guys. Did you know that SEAL Team 6, do you know why they're called SEAL Team 6?
No. Why?
It has nothing to do with a sequential, like, there's SEAL Team 1 and 2, and then to throw other countries off, they just went with 6. So other places would be like, well, where's SEAL Team 3, 4, and 5? They don't exist.
You'll never know.
They don't exist. Exactly. You got to keep people guessing. That's brilliant. But everything that went into this was so, it's just a really well-done documentary. And it just really, when they get to that compound and you realize... What's so weird is like, and I kind of said this with warfare, these guys are so trained. They're like unbelievable soldiers with all these incredibly special skills. And they still prepared over and over and over and tried to anticipate any sort of, any place it could go off the rails. And watching how meticulous they were. And even with that, even though they're highly trained as soldiers, they prepared like crazy. Stuff still could go wrong. It just makes you really appreciate everything. Like top to bottom, the planning from the White House to the CIA to the Navy SEALs and the military. I mean, it was really, really eye-opening. But also, it was eye-opening in the sense that, like, the CIA got thrown under the bus a couple times. Like, you always think everybody's on the same side. But parts of the government seem really territorial. And that did come out a little bit in this documentary. But really, really good. I finished it last night. I highly recommend American Manhunt. I thought all of them have been good. The OJ one was good. The Boston Bomber one was good. And this one was really good, too. So big recommend. You watched, we're going to get a brief review from Conrad too, right after we do our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, folks, all right, first of all, it's a big day today. It's National Start Over Day. So what is something in your life you wish you could redo? If you could go back, what is something you would redo? It's National Start Over Day. It's a good one. You can have some fun with this. What is something in your life you wish you could redo? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I think I kind of sold a couple movies and I just stopped doing stand-up. And I wish I would have kept doing stand-up. That's the only reason I stopped. It wasn't like I stopped because I wasn't getting work or anything. And I would have put like when I had some more, like when I had expendable income when I was younger before I had kids, I would have put more money away maybe. I don't know. What about you?
There's this time when I was still in high school, I was senior.
Oh, wow. Going back to high school.
Nice. And I was down like 30 pounds or something like that. Something around there. And I was biking at the end of the day and I was going for like an hour and like 15. And one of my friends came up to me and said, "Hey, do you want to play some basketball on the court quick?" And this guy is really competitive and my legs are like limp still. And I go for a layup and I land on his foot and I sprained it really bad.
You sprained your own foot.
Yeah. And that like put me in a complete dump for the rest of the like year. Oh, I feel like where horrible. I didn't work out. I couldn't do much. So I'd say if I could go back, I would say, "No, I don't want to play basketball with you. I'm just going to go home after
Take
this workout.
Take that ball and shove it."
I was doing really good then, and he ruined it.
That's funny because, I mean, you are only 25. You don't have a whole lot to look back on other than a casual sports injury. That's pretty good.
I wish I could have gone back and started golf earlier.
Yeah.
Then I could be in the PGA right now, you know?
Probably. Probably have some hardware at home. Yeah. I should have taken singing lessons at 14. Anyway, have some fun with it, folks. What do you wish you could redo? It could be something silly, something serious, whatever you guys think. Always more fun when you participate. Be sure and text us, and we will read it on the radio. You can also use the app to text us or the stream, whether you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. And speaking of the app, ladies and gentlemen, did you know you need to have the app to play our Conrad, what is it?
Scani Summer Contest.
Scani Summer, baby. It is happening right now. It's another one of our Text to Win Civic Media contests, and it's a lot of fun. I cannot recommend it enough. All you need, folks, is the app, which you probably already have anyway. Listen for the keywords at 6 a.m. 6 a.m.
7.
7 a.m.
Yes.
11. 11 a.m., that is. 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Yep. Get the keyword, text it in, and you are eligible to win hourly prizes, which consist of $100 in your pocket, cash, non-taxable. I mean, unless you have a guilty conscience. You could probably pay taxes on that if you wanted to.
I mean, that's up to you, I guess.
Yeah, if you're a straight shooter, good citizen. Or Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. Those are our hourly prizes. And once you enter in the hourly portion of the contest, you are automatically entered to win two grand prizes and two trips. Where are they, Conrad?
Well, you got Baraboo, Wisconsin. And then you got Door County.
All great stuff. Two of the most beautiful spots in our state. We are including gas money with that. All you have to do, folks, you really have no excuse. Just text in the keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., or 4 p.m., and you're eligible to win the hourly and the grand prize. It's our Scani Summer Text to Win Civic Media Contest. Good luck, everybody. I really wish I could be part of that. Where would you go? I'd probably go to Baraboo because I've been to Door County so much. I haven't really been to Baraboo. I think I've been through Baraboo. That's it.
I have family that lives in Baraboo, so I've been there many times.
Yeah, you have. And Carla lives there, right?
Yeah, and my grandma. So I've been there many times, but it's beautiful. And Devil's Lake is great. If you can get out to Devil's Lake, oh, that is beautiful out there.
It sounds scary.
Well, there's some tales there. Maybe Todd should go there and
I feel
do a little test.
We must have covered that with Todd at some point, but maybe not. All right, we're going to read your text when we come back, and I'm going to tell you about something called runp.com, folks. You're not going to want to miss this. And Conrad's going to give a quick review of something he just saw. This is Peach Wabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven. I wanna hold you.
Oh, are we on?
Yep.
Conrad, you scoundrel. Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Peach Wabba. Fun show tonight. It's a popcorn pick of the week. Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. Actor and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, a really cool Facebook site, show, whatever you want to call it. Wayne York will be here. Wayne is a great actor. He's got tons of credits. Our kids went to school together in L.A. It'll be good to connect with him. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then in the second hour, this is exciting because Bob Dennis is going to be here. Bob is a mob expert. He's coming into the studio, and we're going to talk about presidents and their connections to organized crime. And, you know, organized crime in this country was at a point where every president had to deal with the mafia one way or the other. So Bob and I will dig into that in the second hour at 7:20 tonight. So popcorn pick of the week, 6:35 coming up in about 10 minutes. And then Bob Dennison live in studio. I would be remiss if I did not mention a national treasure whose birthday it is today. He is 69 years old, giggity. And his name is Kenny G. And here's something that happens. I hope you don't have the song, Conrad, because every time I hear this song, what's it called? What is Kenny G's famous song? I got to look this up quick, because if you play it, something's going to happen. It always happens to me when I... Oh, no.
Oh.
just happened? Conroy, what happened?
That is the beautiful song Songbird.
Songbird, yeah. Oh, don't play that, because Songbird, that has an effect on me. I don't even know what happens. It's like I forget exactly what happens, and I kind of, I don't know if it's like something just comes over me. It's just like...
Pete, wake up.
Oh, my God. What happened?
So you fall asleep every time?
It has one of those things. I used to use it like as an aphrodisiac when I was my girlfriend. You know, I put it on. She always accused me of falling asleep. That's the worst. That's like not even elevator music.
Yeah, I mean.
I get it's mellow, it's soothing, but there's real jazz, folks, that's like, you know.
I can hear that in an elevator. Well, I think I have heard it.
You probably have.
Elevator. Yeah.
You know what happened to me the last time I was on an elevator and I heard that? You're not going to believe this. I don't know how I happened to have that, an audio file of that on me, but that happened like in 1989.
You know, this actually, when you're on hold and you get that music, mm-hmm. that's the type of stuff you hear.
I know. It's terrible.
And then you fall asleep to it.
They don't care.
And then you're like, they're like, hello?
Yeah.
Hello, sir? And you're like, oh, sorry.
That's the music they play when they want you to give up. It's like, and they know you won't be upset. You'd rather talk to customer service than listen to Kenny G. So we've got that. It's National Start Over Day, folks. So name something in your life. Have some fun with this. What is something in your life you wish you could redo? I said I would probably have kept doing stand-up comedy, even though I started kind of segued into writing, which was great. But I sort of just kind of ignored my comedy career, and I wish I would have kept that going. I wish I would have put maybe a little more money away when I was young because things appreciate. Like my son just did that a few weeks ago, and I thought that was very smart. I wish I had done that. Conrad, you said you...
I wish I didn't play basketball after biking for an hour and
Conrad
20 minutes.
Says you wish he didn't play pickup basketball one day. That's the mistakes
that,
you make.
That led to an injury.
It led to a serious injury, yeah. No, I'm not trying to belittle your memory. No,
it's okay.
We've got the question went up on social media, and we've got Mike Desitel says, I wouldn't have given up on my marriage. Oh, you know what? I bet a lot of people would say that. A lot of divorced people.
Yeah.
And it's probably not like, I know Mike's in a very happy relationship now, and it's not, has nothing to do with that. It's like you kind of probably just, you always probably wonder if you gave it your all. That would be my guess. So it's probably more that than it is a particular person. Daniel on social media says, if I could go back, I'd start prioritizing my mental health much earlier. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, a reminder it's never too late. That's a great one, Daniel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love that. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. She says, there are too many to list. Sherry has a lot of regrets. That's okay. It's never too late to, you know, start something new, though, too. If I wanted, I could start doing comedy again. Conrad could tell a guy to take a hike if he asks him to play hoops.
Funny thing is, I play basketball every day right now.
All right. Well, there you go. Susan from McFarland says, okay, guys, Aaron Rodgers needs to retire, and we need to retire talking about him. Look, I don't give Aaron Rodgers a thought all day, but it was, I heard the golden pipes of Mike Clemens just giving us that update right before. I thought it was worth a mention, Susan. But Susan does not like Aaron Rodgers, apparently. Did you hear the Twitter controversy today?
About?
Elon Musk and Trump?
Yes, I saw, and the tweet I saw after one of those was Donald has now asked him to meet him on the green.
On the green?
Or, at the ninth hole after 9 p.m. I think that's what it is in Happy Gilmore.
Okay, when he goes out there. Yeah. Well, I had friends that were all over Facebook today, like, oh, I knew Elon Musk was okay or something like that. I'm like, what? He sat on this. If what he's saying is true, why didn't he say it?
Yeah.
That's a serious thing. And I don't know if it is or not. They might just hate each other. But who cares? We don't get into that here, folks. We're talking entertainment. We're ending the day with a bang. It's the Christmas Eve of weekdays. And when we come back, My pal Wayne York will be here, a very talented actor. He will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Hour number two, Bob Dennis swings by. We're going to talk about the connection between organized crime and many of our presidents. That's all tonight. Do you believe that, folks? On Nightlight, text us. Be part of the fun. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Russia retaliates. ABC's Martha Raddatz is in Kyiv.
Russia launching a series of brutal strikes against Ukraine. Officials say over 100 Russian drones and a ballistic missile struck targets all over the country, leaving several people dead and dozens injured.
The overnight attack hours after President Trump said it might be better to let Ukraine and Russia fight for a while before pulling them apart and pursuing peace. Trump and Elon Musk duking it out in public. It all started earlier this week when Elon Musk spoke out against President Trump's budget bill, the president firing back, saying he's disappointed and alleging that he asked Musk to leave. Musk then suggesting that Trump's tariffs will plunge the nation into recession, even suggesting impeachment. Boulder, Colorado firebombing suspect Mohammed Suleiman appearing via video in court Thursday. He's facing 118 counts, including 28 counts of attempted murder at a demonstration for Israeli hostages being held in Gaza. This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers begin a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in second place in the NL West behind the Dodgers. Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee. NBA, the Pacers were down by as much as 15 points in the fourth quarter last night in game one of the finals on ESPN.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot.
The Pacers win 111-110 over the Thunder. Game two is Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has worked with the quarterback's coach before in Green Bay.
The quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Actress Mia Sara is back after a 14-year hiatus. You might know her as Sloane Peterson from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yahoo Entertainment reports she was back on the red carpet at the premiere of The Life of Chuck, a sci-fi fantasy based on a Stephen King novel. Sara was last seen on the big screen in 2011 in Dorothy and the Witches of Oz. Sara says she is not officially out of retirement, but will always work if director Mike Flanagan asks her. I feel the same way. Here is some cool news on the heels of a really good documentary about Sly and the Family Stone. The Hulu documentary Sly Lives was insightful and a really fun watch. Now, 60 years after a concert recording, a new album will be released. According to Variety, the first family, live at Winchester Cathedral, 1967, will be released this summer. The band's manager put the recordings in a vault shortly after the show decades ago. They were discovered in 2002. The new old material will be released July 18th on High Moon Records. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We will likely have a few scattered showers and thunderstorms off and on through the weekend, but it won't be a wash. There'll still be plenty of dry time in there. Today, scattered showers are high in the mid-70s. Tonight, down to the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s for highs. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, actor Mark Unger, and it's a bar band Friday night with Rocker filling in for his Maxine co-host, Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this beautiful Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, folks. This is a fun night here. We got some great guests, a good question, some good responses already. It's great to have you with me. And Conrad riding shotgun as usual. So it is the popcorn pick of the week, and I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is the founder of Hooray for Hollywood. And tonight, he's making the popcorn pick of the week. He happens to be a movie buff and a very talented actor. And he joins us now over the stream, Mr. Wayne York. Wayne, how are you?
Yay. Thank you so much, Pete. I am great. And it's so nice to be inside a room with a fan on that's quiet.
Oh, wow. So
when you have two dogs, two cats, kids, everything else, it's like, ah.
You look like you've got a very nice man cave set up there. Are you still in the same house when we knew you?
Still in the same house, and oh, I am blessed with an office. Thankfully, all the junk I kind of put over there that you can't see, and there's costumes on a rack over there that you can't see. So let's just pretend it looks just like this.
You look like a very meticulous person. Thank you for hiding your clutter, my friend.
I'll pay you later.
It's great. It's great to see you. Great to have you on the show, Wayne. And how are you?
Things are fantastic. You know, work is slow. I drifted kind of out of the acting world when things started to get slower. And I drifted into the locations world, doing locations for movies and TV shows. And then COVID came, and then the strike came, and now that is slow.
Wow.
So it's just kind of crazy, but it is what it is. So now I'm putting my focus on other things like Hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about all that. And it's a pendulum, you know, it'll all come back and that kind of, you've been through it. This isn't your first rodeo. So, well, I really appreciate you doing this. So let's jump in first, Wayne, and talk about movies and snacks and how we like to watch movies and celebrate this amazing art form. How do you like to watch movies? Are you a theater guy, Wayne, or do you watch them at home in the comfort of your living room? What's your tactic?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Pete.
Oh, sure.
I really love being part of this, and I appreciate it. So thank you.
My pleasure.
I think I used to be a movie theater guy, and then I started to have my recliner chair at home, and it's like, this is pretty cool. And, you know, between us, as I've gotten older, I might need to sneak off to the restroom. and if the movie's too long, look out. But
they have restrooms theater, though, too, Wayne. There's restrooms in movie.
I can't pause it.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Good point.
But I went to see Thunderbolts the other day with my daughter, Rosie, and it was so comfortable. I don't think I'd ever been in a theater like that the seats recline.
Oh, you can
put your feet up. It's like, well, wait a minute. And the audience was quiet. People were watching. People weren't on their phone. It's like, maybe I'm changing back to theaters.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Those seats are incredible, aren't they? Almost too comfortable.
Gosh. Yeah. I wanted to watch it a second time because of the seats.
Yeah, it's just a nice place to go and sit, even if there's not a movie on. It's a wonderful little escape. So, all right. So you like to watch, you prefer at home.
I think so.
I'm kind of, I'm sort of with you. I prefer the theater, but I just am able to watch so much more at home. You know, I can go movie to movie sometimes if I want. So I like that too. What is your genre of choice, Wayne, when it comes to movie watching?
You know, I like so many movies and they've changed so much, but I just can't get away from loving 1920s, 1930s. Silent movies and early sound movies. There's just something about them. I don't know if in a different life I lived there or what.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of, you know, nobody in my family was like that. So when I would get up to the kids show up in Vancouver, Canada, and they would show Laurel and Hardy every morning at 7 a.m., the rest of my family's like, what are you doing? I'm going to go downstairs to our TV room and watch Laurel and Hardy. Why? But I can't help it. There's just something about that kind of genre, that kind of feel.
Yeah.
I love.
That's great. That's a great answer. I've gotten more into film noirs lately. Or I went through a phase, and I haven't done it in about a month, but I'm going to go back to them. There's so much. That is like an escape. You know, you're not really there, but that's a genre you can kind of almost insert yourself into. Or pretend.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll even reach over and grab a pencil and pretend I'm smoking a cigarette or something, or grab a glass of scotch or something, you know. There's so much fun to watch.
Put your feet up on the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Use words like dame and gumshoe. Absolutely. all right. So what is your favorite movie snack, Wayne? What do you go for when you're either at the theater or just at home?
Oh, if I'm at home and I'm not being good by watching what I'm eating, Maltesers, which are,
oh my God,
I think they were in Canada, but you can find them at the occasional store down here. Maltesers are kind of like malt balls or
like malted Whoppers. Whoppers, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I don't know those.
These are good. And oh yeah, well, if you were closer, I'd open them up. And share them.
Yeah, they look delicious.
And then, oh, they're so good. And then this is like bourbon crunch popcorn.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of covered with like a caramel. There's a little chocolate inside. I mean, I'll enjoy the movie immensely, but I won't fit in my pants the next day.
How many of those bags do you need to eat to catch a buzz?
Oh, my gosh. I think this would do it alone.
Yeah, maybe. That looks pretty thick.
But maybe two of these.
Oh, those are great. Great snacks, Wayne. Oh. I was unaware of Maltesers. I didn't even know what those were. Never heard of those.
Worth a search.
Yeah.
Worth a search.
Very good. Have you ever snuck a snack or a drink or a beverage into a movie at the movie theater or movie house, as it were?
Yeah. I know I have. Now it seems pretty much that you can bring anything in, and it's like a free for all. But I often bring a soda in,
okay,
and wait for a loud explosion to crack it open, right. Like a LaCroix or something like
sure.
that. If I could get a Maltesers or two in my pockets,
oh, you're all set. That's fantastic.
Yes.
What is your, let's do this. Have you ever cried during a movie, Wayne?
Oh my gosh. Oh, what was that movie? Yes, for sure. Ordinary People.
Oh, wow.
I cried. And then the two friends I went with, we were all feeling the same way. And we went out in the lobby, didn't say anything. We all looked at each other after seeing Ordinary People at the theater and hugged each other.
Wow.
There was just something about it. And then what's that other movie? Piano. Oh, shoot.
The Pianist?
No, I don't think it was The Pianist.
The Piano.
Darn it.
Yeah, what was that? Was it Transformers, Wayne? Was it Transformers?
Maybe it was Transformers.
Because you had wasted 2 hours? You cried.
Yeah. But I remember after seeing that movie, and darn it, I wish I could think of the name. I will put it up. I will send it to you when I think of it. But I remember, I don't want to get too crybaby, but I had to pull over on the drive home and cry.
Oh,
because
wow.
Because it was And I will definitely get that name to you. I'm sorry, I can't think of it now.
That's powerful. Holy smokes. All right.
But it was like, oh.
Let's pivot. Now, you've shown that you're in touch with that side of yourself, and there's nothing wrong with crying. I've done it many times myself during a movie. What do you do when there's a couple young punks talking in a theater? Do you shush them? Do you stare them down? Do you tell the usher? Usher, what year is this? Ignore them? What's your approach?
Oh, that's a tough one. If I'm on my best behavior, I will kind of go, "Hey guys, could you please not talk during the movie, or could you stop texting because your phone is distracting?"
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I guess the best thing to do is either that or go to the usher or say, "Hey guys, I'll give you a bag of this if you just shut the hell up."
What would kids even know what that is, or would they think you're like an old guy if you offered them a Maltese or
oh my God.
What's the matter, pal? You out of toffee, Faye? What is this? You know,
I think they would just think I'm an old timer offering them candy, and their mother told them not to take candy from a stranger, and I would be that guy.
You'd be that guy, yeah. Some old guy gave us candy, so we moved.
Yeah.
So what about cocktails, Wayne? As I remember correctly, we've shared a few drinks over the years. Do you have a favorite cocktail that you like to watch when you're at or to drink when you're at home or sip?
Oh, boy. If yes. Glenfiddich Scotch.
Oh, nice.
Scotch on the rocks.
Wow.
14-year Scotch on the rocks.
Jeez.
Put that recliner back. I won't go to the theater. I won't sneak that in.
Yeah.
That's strictly at home, but it's just a little piece of heaven, and it shuts off all the I got to do this tomorrow. I got to do that. What's my to-do list? All this stuff gone.
That's what I do. Cause if you're like me, I almost, when I'm at home, I almost start looking for things to do. Like, what can I do before I can sit down so I can really enjoy this? Well, I better lock the door. I'll turn those lights off over there. Oh, I forgot to pee. I got to do that. I should do these dishes so I can really, it's maddening. And so you're right. I mean, if you have a little, I haven't had a drink in over 2 years, but that was one of my favorite things to do is watch like an old detective movie and sip a glass of Tullamore Dew or Glenfiddich or Glenlivet, any Glen, as they say.
Oh, any Glen.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Oh,
all right.
I know.
I think we're ready. Conrad, if you please. Wayne, are you ready to give your pick?
I am so ready to give my pick.
All right, fantastic. We are about to get the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week from actor and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, my pal, Wayne York, who is joining us over the stream. He's about to give us his pick. Conrad, if you please. Wayne.
Harold and Maude.
Oh, wow. Nice pick.
Harold and Maude, 1971, Hal Ashby. For those who don't know, and I know you know, it's about a young man having a relationship with a much older woman. I used to relate to the young man character, Bud Cort. And now I'm relating more to Ruth Gordon's character, the 80-year-old.
<Yeah. laughs>
But that movie so speaks to me. And when Ruth Gordon's character is talking with him and she says, L-I-V-E, live.
Yeah. Wow. Great choice,
Wayne. It just really speaks to me.
I have to give that a rewatch. I don't even know if I've ever seen that all the way through. I've seen like big chunks of it in a film class.
Sure.
And I've kind of always felt like I saw it, but I've never sat down and watched it all the way through. That's a great, and a talk about a classic and a Hal Ashby film. Really well done. That's outstanding.
And Cat Stevens for the soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
It's just dynamite.
Yeah. We got a texter someone watching on the streams. Jim Denny says, Finger Red number one. I think is that for a Scotch reference? Because of the finger, I'll have to go to the Google for that one. We're coming right back. Wayne York, actor extraordinaire and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, just gave us his popcorn pick of the week. It's Harold and Maude, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. We are coming right back, and we're going to do a deep dive on Wayne Thomas York here on Nightlight tonight on a Thursday. It's finally happened, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put it in the ground.
Local news. news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for Lung Cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, what's going on? Conrad, what just happened?
This time, I think I fell asleep.
That's like, if the Viagra still lasts after 4 hours, don't call your doctor. Put on some Kenny G. That'll clear it right up, I think. Hey, we're back at Nightlight. Sorry, we got off on a tangent there. We're having some fun with Kenny G tonight. The only person ever to say they're having fun with Kenny G tonight. That's me, folks. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It is a popcorn pick of the week Thursday night. We just got the popcorn pick of the week. I will recap that. Bob Dennis will be here at 7:20 talking about the connection between U.S. presidents and the mafia. So that'll be fun, too. Right now we have some more time here with my pal, actor and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, Wayne York, who picked Harold and Maude as his popcorn pick of the week. That's a great pick, Wayne.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, if you get a chance, just sit back, put your feet up, and have a soda.
You know, have a soda. There you go. What I want to refresh your memory. I don't know if you remember this. Our kids play. I loved hearing you mention your daughter Rosie, because your daughter and my daughter Kate, they were great friends and had so much fun together. And your wife was my daughter's kindergarten teacher for a half a year or so before we moved. And so please tell Rosie and Z and BB hello from all the Schwabas. But, you know, I don't know if you remember this. You and I both talked about The Sting one night and how much we love the movie The Sting. And you made a DVD copy for me, which I still have somewhere. This is before streaming. But another great classic that you and I both share some affection for is The Sting.
Definitely. Definitely. That movie. And again, that music is so gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And it just takes you away. Some of those movies for me, like Harold and Maude or The Sting, just kind of take me away and you're swept away and you get to go on that journey. And I remember it well. And I so remember a strong image I have of your baby, Kate, was laying on one of your bookcases in the living room. I don't know if you remember, you had those white bookcases and she would lay there. And I thought, that is so adorable. That's somebody who's just, you know, at home here.
Just relaxing, chilling out on a bookcase. It's comfortable.
On a bookcase. Why not?
She has back problems to this day. But, you know, it was fun for her back in the day. Yeah, it's Wayne, tell us a little bit about, before we get into Hooray for Hollywood, which it's such a great follow. Where did your training come from? Tell us about how you found the acting profession.
Boy, in fourth grade, I think I was cast in, I think we all had to play something. I was cast in Robin Hood and I was Friar Tuck. And even in fourth grade, I played middle-aged men. And and I kind of liked it. It's like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Can we make him look younger? Even in fourth grade, he looks too old for it. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, let's use some makeup. Makeup. And so there, and then in 10th, 11th, 12th grade, I was taking theater. And I remember so clearly somebody coming up to me, one of my fellow classmates coming up to me and saying, Wayne, you are so lucky that you know what you want to do.
Wow.
And I thought, well, doesn't everybody know what they want to do? And, you know, that's just 15-year-old kid.
Yeah.
It just kind of, there was no question. I never debated anything. So I went to theater school in Vancouver, Canada after that. And then, you know, I've just been so blessed in that work came my way. And work came my way up in Vancouver. And then I thought in 1991, well, I have two passports. My dad's American, my mom's Canadian. I should go down to Los Angeles and just try it for a little bit. And for 6 months.
Wow.
And that was, let's see, 6 months. That was a little while ago.
That's not very long. So, you did not give yourself, I mean, I'm glad it worked out. You stayed, and I'm sure you have no regrets about that because you got over 50 credits and you were in Meet the Fockers and The West Wing and 2 and a Half Men. I mean, you've had a great career, but 6 months, that's not a lot of time.
It was not enough time. So I think I kept going 7, 8 months, 9 months. Only when the guy subletting my apartment in Vancouver said, Wayne, are you ever going to come back and pick up this shit? I'm sorry. Whoops. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was a quote. Are you going to pick up all your crap?
Did
and,
you?
It was like, and I eventually did, okay. Went up, moved out, and never said that word again since that time.
That's okay, Wayne. We forgive you. Well, that's pretty cool. So did you have formal training other than what you just described, or were you just kind of like, I'm just going for it?
I had the formal training. It was a 3-year program. I took it condensed into 2. And then I've taken classes since then. Carol Rosenfeld was a teacher from New York who came to Vancouver. I took her class a few times and she was so kind. Talk about middle-aged me. She said, Wayne, do you own any jeans? And I said, no, I don't. Oh,
wow.
And she goes, let's go out on Saturday morning and buy you some jeans. I thought, oh, my God. I've remembered it all this time. How sweet is that woman to take me out shopping for jeans? But so I've taken acting classes, and I took some down here, too, and also the Groundlings.
Oh, nice.
I did some Groundlings work. But yeah, just thankfully work.
That's fantastic. So how was Meet the Fockers?
Ben Stoller was was so nice. Did I get the name right?
Stiller, yeah. Ben Stiller, sure.
Stiller, I'm sorry. Yes. He was so nice. And I had done a movie with his wife at the time. And I think they're back together now, Christine Taylor.
Yeah.
And when we were working together, I said, by the way, I worked with your wife on this movie. And he said, oh, my God, Wayne, that's the only movie that we're not allowed to talk about at home. So.
So you're saying you're the reason they separated or got back together? I'm confused. No. All right. Wayne York is here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Hooray for Hollywood. I'm going to ask him about a show he was on called Winging It, where he did 51 episodes. We maybe get into the X-Files or Becker, Malcolm in the Middle. I don't know. You think about it, Wayne. We'll talk about all of it after the news. Intermission is coming up, and Act 2 starts then with Wayne Thomas York. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and Elon Musk back and forth all day long on social media. Musk threatening to cancel the SpaceX Dragon contracts that get astronauts to the International Space Station. Trump threatening to cancel all government contracts with Tesla.
At the heart of tensions between President Trump and Elon Musk, the president's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. Musk calling it an abomination, blasting the impact it could have on the national debt. Trump then accusing Musk of being out for himself, angry that the bill cuts the electric vehicle tax credit, which benefits Musk's company, Tesla. Musk responding, false. This bill was never shown to me even once.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The two seemed to back off a bit, but not before Tesla stock dropped 14% of its value during the spat. A massive Russian retaliatory strike in Ukraine across multiple cities days after Ukraine surprised drone strike on Russian warplanes. A federal judge temporarily blocking President Trump's proclamation trying to ban international students from entering Harvard. This is ABC News.